Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission. This is day 15 of Jonah. Today's title is Second Chances. Phil Vischer said, "It's pretty clear in the Bible story that the whale swallowing Jonah wasn't meant as a punishment from God. It was God saving him from drowning. So it was actually provision to give him a second chance. The whale itself was the start of Jonah's second chance." Our text today is Jonah 3:1. It reads, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying..." Peter Williams's commentary on Jonah describes the setting as we begin Jonah chapter 3. In these verses, we come to a new chapter in the personal history of Jonah. Up to this point, we have seen him as a man rebelling against God, running from God, being pursued by God, praying to God, and finally being delivered by God. In all these experiences, he had learned many lessons and had received new insight into several truths concerning his own character and the character of God. But now that we are in a new phase in the prophet's life, we have every reason to believe that he is humbled and chastened, and profoundly thankful that by God's grace, he is restored and forgiven. But that is not the end of the matter. There is still the question of his prophetic calling. Is that now over? Has he, by his willful rebellion and sinful disobedience, barred himself from ever again being God's mouthpiece and a servant of his word? For up till now, he had hardly measured up to the ideal of a prophet of the Lord. Today's scripture contains these beautiful words, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time." Not only did God forgive Jonah, but he restored Jonah's prophetic ministry. He is still speaking to Jonah and calling him to proclaim his word. God's compassion is displayed not only in his second calling, but also through what God doesn't say. Notice how in calling Jonah a second time, Yahweh graciously does not refer to the prophet's previous failure. Neither does he remind Jonah of his deliverance from Sheol, nor of his promise, "What I have vowed, I will pay." In fact, there is a certain humility on God's part as he calls on Jonah a second time. God's words carry no rebuke for Jonah and no warning of what will happen if he fails to respond once again. The call respects his humanity and assumes he will accept his vocation to go to Nineveh. The Bible is filled with proof that God gives second chances. David wrote Psalms 23, 32, and 51 after he committed adultery with Bathsheba and murdered Uriah. Peter preached at Pentecost and wrote 1 and 2 Peter after he denied Jesus three times. Our God gives second chances. In an issue of Christianity Today magazine, Gene McGuire tells the story of how God found him serving a life sentence in prison and gave him a second chance and a new life in Christ. "I'd always looked up to my out-of-town cousin Bobby. I was thrilled when he invited me to come along that night to a bar. After a few games of pool and several drinks, Bobby told me he was going to rob the place. While surprised at his sudden intentions, the alcohol seemed to dull any impulse for protest. I left the bar and waited outside. After several minutes, I poked my head in the door. Bobby had brutally murdered the bar owner. He shouted, 'Don't just stand there. Help me find the money.' On the run, I followed Bobby to New York City. But I couldn't escape the reality of what had happened, and I went to the police. I told the detectives everything. But because I was present when the crime was committed, I was charged with murder. A day before his 18th birthday, the judge sentenced Gene McGuire for the rest of your natural life, without the possibility of parole. In prison, McGuire heard a visiting preacher share a gospel message that ended with an invitation saying, Real men make commitments. But McGuire didn't respond. The next day, the same preacher shared again and ended with the same words. Real men make commitments. McGuire watched as others made the commitment. He really wanted to, but he couldn't. The next day, the final service, I went back. And again, it ended with the familiar, real men make commitments. A war raged within me. Go. No. Don't go. Get up. No. Don't move. I held on to the chapel pew with white-knuckled death grips. Suddenly, it just happened. I was on my feet, putting one in front of the other, until I was at the altar. I prayed to receive Christ. It sounds cliche, but I felt as if a ton of weight rolled right off my back, as if chains fell away and I was free. Life in prison remained life in prison, but from the moment I believed in Jesus, the newness of life was extraordinary. Meanwhile, I was actively petitioning the governor to commute my life sentence. Yet another attempt, after 32 years in prison, ended in rejection. Then in June 2010, I received a notice from an attorney out of the blue and informed me of a new Supreme Court ruling that could offer juveniles who had been given life sentences the opportunity to return to court and possibly receive a lighter sentence. On April 3, 2012, I finally got my release. As a 17-year-old, looking squarely at a lifetime behind bars, I never would have imagined this outcome. But God's love is so great that nothing can separate us from it. His mercy and grace are so powerful that no shackles can confine us. I'm living proof. I received a life sentence, and along the way, I found life and freedom. Gene McGuire is the author of the book Unshackled, and is a pastor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He is seeking to make good on his second chance at life granted to him by God. While Jonah's story of receiving a second chance is extreme in different ways from McGuire's, both men's lives speak directly to God's ability and desire to redeem us and pull us from the depths we have chosen for our sinful lives. God is always faithful to return His word to those who repent and turn back to Him. We all should be thankful that God gives us second chances to obey Him. Here are some questions to consider today. How many chances has God given you? Thank Him for His grace and mercy today. While God gives forgiveness and offers second chances, we still face consequences. What's your motivation for obeying God's call on your life? The Bible only mentions one who is perfect, and His name is Jesus. Every other person mentioned in Scripture made mistakes and committed sins. How encouraging is it to know that God has the power to take our mistakes and turn them into His masterpieces. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank You for Your sanctifying grace. Thank You that You're at work in us to heal that which we have done to ourselves. Thank You for Your second chances. And thank You that You can restore all the years that the locusts have taken. I pray today that if anybody listening hasn't fully turned their life over to You, that they would today so that they can receive that second chance. In Christ's name, amen.